Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Good afternoon, morning, whatever. So today we got just me and Mila. Maddie claims to have retired, but I think like Michael Jordan and Tom Brady, we will see her again. Today we have summer, striped animals, Maine, and cell phones. Round one, summer. When you're standing on the beach looking at the horizon, you can see approximately 3 miles. Question one, what does SPF stand for?
Sun protection something?
Sun protection factor. Mila starts with half a point. Dermatologists recommend using a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30, which blocks 97% of the sun's rays. No sunscreen blocks 100% of the rays. Question two. Which state is known as the Sunflower State?
I don't know.
Kansas. Not all sunflowers are yellow, and the world record is over 30 feet tall. Question three. What is the term for a prolonged period of abnormally low rainfall leading to a water shortage?
A drought?
Ooh, correct. Nice. Droughts contributed to the demise of ancient Egypt and Mayan civilizations, highlighting the importance of water and the devastating effects droughts can have. Question four. The Eiffel Tower grows every summer due to thermal expansion. How many inches does it grow?
3? 6 inches.
It then shrinks due to the cold. Doesn't just keep growing like a tree. That would be wild. Question five. Canadian singer Bryan Adams has a hit song about the summer of what year? It was the summer of 69. Incorrect. A good guess. 1.5. For Mila to start the show, but she's by herself. I say, great job, me. Round two, striped animals. Question one. What kind of large feline found in Asia is the biggest striped cat in the world?
A tiger?
Siberian tiger. We're giving her the full point. Siberia is not a country, but a vast region primarily within Russia. I would have 100% said Siberia was a country. Question two. What striped animal is the mascot for Kellogg's Frosted Flakes cereal?
Also a tiger?
Okay, we'll give you half a point unless you can give me his name.
I forget.
Tony the Tiger. There.
Great.
Great. Say it with a little more enthusiasm, please. Frosted Flakes are really not that great of a cereal. But when we were kids, my mom didn't let us have sugary cereal. So we got regular corn flakes. We took some spoonfuls of sugar and we just sprinkled it all over. Ha, take that, Mom. Question three. What animal has black and white stripes on its hindquarters and front legs? but also has a head that resembles a giraffe.
An okapi?
Correct. Nice work, Mila. It's often called a forest giraffe. Their main predator is the leopard. Question 4. What is the most common theory for why zebras have stripes?
So attackers, like predators, can't tell where one zebra ends and the others begin, so they don't know where to attack.
Wow, you knew that one precisely. Camouflage. And you even read my cool fun fact. So I don't know what to do now. Just move on. Question 5. What striped animal is the cartoon character Pepe Le Pew?
I don't know.
A skunk. Odd fact, about 1 in 1,000 people can't smell skunks, but can smell other things. Something to do with the oils. Strong round, 3 out of 5 for Mila. She is at 5 points. So 50% halfway through the show. Sponsor, Golf Pong. It's summer. Get outside. They are the original. They've been trying to be knocked off by other companies. Don't let them. Original Golf Pong comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand with 6 targets, and a carrying case. Check the link in the description. Round 3, Maine. Mila. You have been to Maine. I even carried you up Cadillac Mountain as a baby. People were like, aww, baby.
I don't remember that.
It's all right. It happened. Question 1. What is the largest city in Maine by population?
I don't know any cities in Maine.
Portland. Same goes for my home state of Oregon on the opposite coast. Question 2. What famous author of horror novels lives in Bangor, Maine?
I don't know.
She doesn't know, but I bet Maddie the reader, the retired Trivia with Dad, would have got it. Stephen King. He's published 65 novels. I've read plenty. Stand is a good one. Gunslinger books, also good. Question 3. Which major outdoor retailer is headquartered in Freeport, Maine?
I don't understand.
L.L. Bean. Sorry, that is a little confusing. Maine isn't known for too much. Lobsters, L.L. Bean, Stephen King, Bar Harbor. Basically covers it. Question 4. What highway at a length of 1,908 miles connects Florida to Maine?
Too much geography.
I-95. It's the longest north-south interstate in the United States. I-90, beginning in Seattle and ending in Boston, is the longest at over 3,000 miles. Fun fact, if a highway ends in 0, it goes east to west. 5, north to south. Question 5. How many legs does a lobster have?
Six.
10. Lobsters keep growing forever. They can even regenerate lost limbs. That is what we call a learning round for Mila. She now knows so much more about Maine.
I'm probably gonna forget it.
She's stuck on 5. Heading into round 4, cell phones. Mila, you do not have a cell phone yet. Do you want one?
Eh.
Also, Finland created mobile phone throwing as an international sport in the year 2000. Humans are bored. Question 1. What is the name of the short-range wireless technology that connects phones to earbuds?
Bluetooth?
Yes, she got it. It's named after a Viking king, Harald Bluetooth Gormson, who united Denmark and Norway. Question 2. With only 13 months between the phone's release and the discontinuation of the product, the Fire Phone was a flop by what tech company?
Google?
Amazon. Proof that they just can't nail everything. Question 3. Name both voice assistants for Apple and Amazon.
Siri and Alexa?
She got it. Cortana is Microsoft's. Question 4. Project Purple was the internal company code name for what foundational cell phone product?
I don't know.
iPhone. iPhone came out in 2007, and Apple's stock has increased over 9,000% since then. Question 5. What does SMS stand for?
I don't know.
Short message service. At my work, often I can send SMS messages when others are not working. Probably something to do with the wireless and the internet. I have no idea. Mila is at 7 points heading into 2 truths and a lie. Vikings. Statement 1. Vikings wore horned helmets into battle. Statement 2. The word Viking originally meant a sea raider or pirate. Statement 3. Viking women had significant rights and could own property. So you have horned helmets, Viking meant sea raider or pilot, Viking women could own property and had rights. Mila the lie.
The third one.
Incorrect. Viking women did have rights and could own property. It's actually number 1, the horned helmets. Apparently, there's no historical evidence that real Vikings wore horned helmets. It was popularized by costume designers. In Mila's solo show, I say she did an A plus 7 points. She learned, we laughed, we loved, we had fun, and we will see you next time on Trivia with Dad.